fam, it's Kanisha here. So, you know how there's that specific look that's kind of trendy right now? You know what I mean, I don't even really have to say it. But the problem with trends is that they're constantly changing, and we can lose our sense of self if we keep chasing what other people are telling us is desirable. So on today's episode, my friend Raquel joined me to discuss how we can be purposefully ourselves regardless of what's trending at the moment. So, let's get into it. If you've been listening to this podcast for a while, you know that I talk a lot about being the most authentic version of yourself. And so today I have a guest with me that also believes in that. I have Raquel joining me today, and she has a blog called Purposely You. So welcome to the podcast, Raquel.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
So how long have you been doing your blog?
Purposely started back in 2016, but I was blogging before that. What I was blogging about before was mostly like just fashion and stuff like that. Just trying to get like dip my little toe into the pond. Mm-hmm. And I was really at a point after writing about that for a couple of years, wondering and wanting to provide better content and wanted to have meaning behind what I was saying. And so I went on a search of like, what do I always stand for? And I always talk to people about purpose and being true to themselves. And I think I took like a month or so to come up with the name Purposely You. I did some research and I was just like, how do I brand myself? And then it hit me. And once I found that name in 2016 and once it came to me, the content totally switched and was like very purpose-driven content because that's what I wanted to create.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What has your journey been with that authenticity and kind of letting your true self shine? Have you always been like comfortable in that, or has there been like some sort of struggle for you?
I feel like I was forced into it based off of being bullied and just going through my differences in the educational system growing up. Like, I was just talking to my mom about this, about how my earliest memory of being an outsider into myself was back in kindergarten, because I used to get pulled out of class to get extra help. And that caused kids to, like, make fun of me and not want to be around me. And so I was forced to have to, like, be true to myself because I just had me. And yeah. So that was my journey. It started as early as kindergarten. And I've been keeping up with it thus far, which I plan on doing. But, yeah, it started way back then.
Yeah, that's a lot for, like, a kindergartner.
Yeah.
I remember like when I was younger, just always feeling like whenever I would go to a new school or something like that, just feeling like I was always like the extra person, or like everyone already had their like best friends and I was like the other friend, or I was their best friend. No, they were my best friend, but I wasn't their best friend. So yeah. There's like that kind of thing that makes you feel like and for me it's always been like of course, everyone has their moments. But for the most part, I haven't had, like, self-esteem issues. Like, I believe in myself very strongly.
Yeah.
But it's more so, like, oh, how do I get other people to see my value, see my worth? And, I mean, that in itself, although, like, healthy self, what's the word?
Awareness?
Self-image, I guess.
Oh, okay.
Is good.
Uh-huh.
You still get to that kind of unhealthy part where like, okay, now I have to prove that to other people, and that in itself is still not,
oh my god, yeah, it's so hard to, it's like sometimes it can create an unhealthy relationship with self. Mm-hmm. When we feel like we have to prove ourselves to people, because I do understand that perspective, because it's like all I've known was like doing things by myself, for myself, with myself, not being able to like, you know, fit in with this group or fit in with that group, and having that solo type of living, even in a school system, it was hard, and you do feel like you have to prove yourself to people. And even now, being an adult, it's still like I do find myself in certain areas of my life feeling like I have to prove myself, but then catching myself and going, no, you don't. Stop doing that. Because then you drain yourself and you become burnt out. And yeah. It's a whole spiral thing. It's so crazy.
How do you balance that as an actor?
Oh, God.
Because, like, you're literally being judged constantly.
It's hard. It's an up and down battle and roller coaster. It's like you're... It's so funny because you're always told, oh, don't let it get to you, or it's not you, it's just this. It's like, it's never you. You just don't fit the role. But I'm like, you do know me being me, or even, you know, especially physically, like how I look is determined whether or not I get this job, which ultimately makes me question myself sometimes when I don't book. Mm-hmm. And so you have to find that sometimes it's good to just take a break and just, like, have other things that you are passionate about along with that journey that remind you of who you are. And just to keep working on those things in between acting, because just solely working on acting can really mentally put a strain on you. And it has for me, especially at the very beginning, because... When I first started acting, that's all I did. I didn't have, although I'm a painter first, I stopped painting and stopped doing everything else and solely focused on acting. And then what I noticed was that I was starting to spiral within myself of how I saw myself and how I felt about myself. Like, I felt this constant pressure to be a certain way. And then I had to really snap out of it. And it's like, stop. Like, stop trying to, quote unquote, fit in. It's like, either they want you or they don't. Either they're going to like you or they don't. Like, I mean, there's nothing I can do.
There's that, like, ideology that people are like, okay, if this is your goal, this is what you want, you have to go, like, 100%. Don't worry about anyone else, anything else. And I feel like that can wind you up maybe successful, but really lonely or just not in a good headspace. Mm-hmm. I think balance is so important. I talk about that all the time. Yeah, you have to find a way to balance. It's like this show I was watching, and like the girl, she was in like a relationship for like 5 years, and then like they break up, and then she realizes like she has no one else.
Wow. And yeah, it's like, that's deep.
You can't let go of everything for this one goal, whether it's a person, whether it's career, whatever it is. Like, you need people.
Yep, you do. Yeah. And I feel like sometimes... As people, and with, I mean, now it's becoming more acceptable in our society where everyone is multi-talented and multi-hyphenated.
Yeah.
But at the beginning, for me, it was seen as, like, almost taboo for me to pursue acting and writing and, I mean, writing outside of acting, more so, like, inspirational writing and painting all at once. It's like, no, you just need to focus on one thing and go after it. Yeah. But... Not everybody is made that way to just say, I'm going to put all my eggs in one basket or this is it for me. Like, some people actually have other outlets. And it's, I noticed that there was some criticism that came with that for myself.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's what made me, like, kind of stop everything and just focus on acting based off of what people were saying. But then I realized, I was like, it's not healthy for me. I find so much balance when I divide up my time between painting, acting, and purposely you.
What do you find are, like, the different things that those various outlets give you?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think a lot about self-expression and the different aspects of yourself that you're allowed to express when you decide to do different things.
Yeah.
So what do you think are, like, the differences in how you feel when you're doing those things, like, what it gives you?
For painting, that's, like, the only time I'm not thinking.
Hmm.
It's the only time where I feel truly at, like, a moment of stillness. My brain is literally getting a break. It's definitely my therapy.
It's, like, the complete opposite for me. When I paint, I'm like, oh, no, what am I doing? How do I make this look like something?
like, it's definitely that freedom for me where I'm like, wow, this is the only time I don't think. Purposely You, it's like, that's my life's work. Purposely is essentially the makeup of Raquel. This very grounded person who knows who she is and isn't willing to compromise in who she is and to want to be 100% myself in every area and to be consistent within that. Like, so that's like my life work there. And with acting, acting taught me how not to be shy. So there's a special connection that I have with acting because it helped me find my voice. And once I started acting, it really like pushed me to see myself. Acting really almost teaches you how to be yourself. It teaches you to be a human. At the end of the day, you learn a lot because you have to study characteristics, human behavior. And I'm like, wow, we're really learning how to just be a human being at the end of the day. And then essentially yourself.
Yeah. Because
you got to break down these barriers to even get to the character. And that's what they teach you in the classes and stuff. And so I'm like, wow, you're just learning how to be yourself here. And that's what acting taught me.
Wow. Yeah. I think the only thing, well, I guess dancing. I don't think hard when I'm dancing. But the first time I did something and I was like, wow, I'm literally thinking about nothing. I tried knitting. I don't know how to knit anything. I can knit like a rectangle, but aside from that, nothing else. But like, I was knitting and I'm like, wow, this is so nice. Because it's like, you're not doing nothing, but also it's not, you don't have to be so engaged. And you can just sit there and feel like I'm doing something. Because I feel like sometimes we have a hard time just doing nothing.
Yes.
And so the fact that you can be doing something that feels like nothing, that helps somehow.
I will say that's like my biggest thing. I don't know how to relax. And anybody who's like in my inner circle will sit there and tell everybody, yeah, she doesn't know how to relax. Like, I literally can't. Even if I'm like tired, I'm like, no, there's always something to be done. And it's like, I always feel like, now this is something I know I do have to work on, but it's like I'm always feeling like I'm running out of time. And so it's like I don't want to miss a moment or a opportunity. And so I'm constantly like working towards something and on something. But it's so important to take that break. And that's when I have to say, take that moment to say, go paint something, because that's the only time I'm like really relaxed.
Yeah.
And not thinking. Even when I'm watching a movie, I'm like, oh my God, did you see that shot? And then I'm thinking about like, ooh,
yeah,
that's a great idea. And like, it's like studying.
Yeah. That's like when I took a music analysis class in college. I was like, man, I'm never going to be able to listen to music again, am I? Because, I mean, that whole semester, every time I heard something, I was just like, oh, I'm like naming that interval. I'm like, oh, naming that technique. And it's just like exhausting. I'm like, oh, well.
Yep.
Luckily, that faded away. But I can relate to that. What do you think it is about your experience? Because you'd mentioned being bullied in school and how that like had made you like more confident in some ways. Why do you think it had that result for you? Because a lot of times that's not
the case. I feel like with growing up, my mom and my dad taught me and my brothers to be leaders, and so it's like I knew no other way but to like have to fight and become stronger within it. There was no like hiding in a sense from it. And with having conversations with my mom, like one time I came home crying, this is when I was in high school, and she was like, Raquel, enough is enough. Like, it's time to like stand up for yourself and fight back. Like, not physically fight back, but just like stand your ground. And ever since that conversation, like, I learned how to stand my ground. And so it really wasn't an option to like hide. I had to show myself and just be me within it and just not learn how not to care. And just now it's to the point where it's like, it's hard for me sometimes to like bring in people or allow people to get close to me.
Yeah.
Based off of that experience. I'm too good at it of like like protecting myself.
I like swing from one end to the other.
Yeah.
It's so hard to like land somewhere in the middle.
It is.
Yeah. So you talked about earlier how you feel like purposefully you is your purpose. How did you feel like discovering your purpose? Like, was it exciting or like terrifying? Because sometimes it can be both.
I feel like at the beginning, because I was so young and so eager to like help people, I'm like, I love helping people. When I first figured it out, I was like, oh my God, this is amazing. Yeah, I'm going to help the world. I'm going to help you out. So I'm like literally talking to anybody and anybody who would like give me the time of day to like listen to me. Mm-hmm. I'm like, hey, I can help you. You got a problem? I have the solution. I'm like going everywhere and telling people. Then I'm like, then you realize as you get older, not everybody wants to hear you talk.
You know? Really don't.
They don't want to hear you because it's like...
Not everyone's ready for help.
Not right. And it's like, they didn't ask, Raquel. Like, wait till the people come to you. Let them come to you. Mm-hmm. So just focus on you fulfilling that purpose and living it out. And then the light within you will attract them, which I've noticed to be the case. But as I get older, I'm just like, you start to think life happens. And then you're like, well, is this going to work? Like, will I ever see this, like, come to light? Most people think I'm crazy. They, like, pat you on the shoulder and, like, almost, like, coddle you in a way of, like, oh, this is so cute. Oh, you sure it's gonna work, sweetie? It's like you get that type of energy when you put out your purpose and your ideas. And you just have to, like, fight to remain within it because one day it will work and one day it will make sense. And it's like the longer you are on the journey and it's like you keep getting all these doors slammed in your face one after the other, you kind of go like, what's the point? I'm tired. I'm tired of being rejected. I'm tired of like hearing no. I'm tired of fighting. I'm tired of questioning myself. I'm tired. But then you'll have those small reminders where it's like, nah, this is what I'm supposed to do. Deep down inside, you know you can't let it go. You know you can't leave it. So you have no choice but to keep going and finding the light within that, within the purpose of it. But it does not get easier. It definitely gets harder.
Yeah. I noticed that, like, when I have applied for jobs, when I was going to move back to Atlanta, I had found this job at this, like, startup. It seemed pretty cool. It was like a receptionist thing. Mm-hmm. And the company seemed really interesting. And I applied for it. I wrote a really good cover letter. Like, I feel like it was a pretty solid, solid application. And they sent me a rejection letter, like, immediately. And I feel like there are so many times in my life where I feel like God is just literally blocking things. Because either... I feel like, okay, it's not like I can't get, like, a random job for quick money or whatever, but it's those things that you could get comfortable in that it's like, okay, well, this is a great place to work. These people are nice. Like, I'm being helpful. I'm using some of my gifts. Right. I mean, it's not like I'm totally abandoning everything that I'm, you know,
right,
able to do, but, oh, man, I feel like... It's just been so clear to me when God has done that. Like, nope, you're going to get too comfortable there. Nope, that's not for you.
That's a great way to see it because, honestly, that's essentially what it is. Like, I do feel like God has protected me in a lot of situations, whether it's from certain roles or just certain other opportunities that I've, like you said, applying for jobs and things like that. Like, I've applied to over 30 jobs in between acting because, you gotta pay your bills. Mm-hmm. And literally heard nothing. Reached out, get interviews, don't get the job. Just don't get it. Over 30 jobs and nothing. And I'm like, God, what are we doing? Like, what's happening? You know, you're like, what's going on? And then it's like, but then you come up with an idea to, like, I'm gonna create my own stuff.
Yeah.
I'm gonna go do this now. And then it's like, it produces essentially where he wants you to go.
Mm-hmm.
Just, you gotta hang in there. That's the hard part.
Yeah. And it's like recognizing that every experience you have will help you get to where you need to be.
Yeah.
Whether it's good or bad, it's not like everything that's bad is like, oh, it was supposed to happen. Mm-hmm. No, but it can be used to...
Mm-hmm.
To make you stronger or help you connect with someone who has a similar experience.
That's so true. Every situation, no matter good or bad, it literally molds us. It was for a reason. And it's like me being rejected so many times, it's for a reason. Me having to always like fight for my voice or to stand up for myself, it's for a reason. Mm-hmm. And eventually I'll see why. I just know at this present time it's for a reason. Like, I don't quite get it still. I'm like, all right, God, we've been doing this since I was like 8 years old, and I'm gonna get a little break, you know. And it's like, oh, you're still learning. There's things that I need you to get right now. And so it's like, eventually everything will make sense.
And that's the piece that's like the hardest, is like being okay with not understanding yet, mm-hmm. being okay with not seeing how it will happen yet. Mm-hmm. I feel like when you have like that sense of purpose behind you, it's just such a calming place, because you're like, no matter what, this is what I'm here to do.
Yeah.
So this is what I will do regardless.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's a great space to be in.
Yeah.
I'm kind of like almost in that space, like my toe's a little bit in it. not quite 100% there, because I think it's, I mean, with life you have like up days, down days, days when you're like, okay,
yeah,
I'm good, other days when you're like, okay, what's happening. But
life comes in stages, so it's like at one stage of your life you'll have a great grip on it and you'll understand super clear, but then when you're faced with the new challenges, because you're leveling up mm-hmm. and what you've learned, it's like, okay, you've passed this test, now let's take it to the next level. You know, it's like each grade we had to, you know, at the end it's like, oh, you do this big test to see if you are able to go to the next grade. And that's kind of how it is in life with the stages. So it's like, at this stage you understand your purpose, it's clear, it's like, yeah, I feel good about it. But then when you're faced at this level, the next level, with new challenges, it's like, oh shoot, my purpose, mm-hmm. is this really what I'm supposed to be doing? Like, why I had it just like this not too long ago, what happened now? Like, I'm faced with this. And it's like, each level you're faced with something, it's gonna test you to see how, like, are you still good, are you still knowing that this is what it is that you're supposed to do, and having to fight through it.
Yeah.
Okay, so how do you stay connected with yourself and keep being purposely you, essentially?
I just literally feel like there's no other option. Like, what else is there for me to do? Like, this is, it's so, I feel like it's so ingrained in who I am, mm-hmm. that it's just like, I don't even know how to be any other way.
Yeah.
Even like the situations where I'm like in a more maybe like structured environment, like I was doing like an internship at this speech pathology lab.
Oh wow.
And that's when I wrote like my children's book.
Wow.
Because there was like nothing to do, and I was just like, okay, I'm just sitting here. And so I feel like no matter what I do, no matter where I go, like, I can't escape it.
Yeah.
It's just, it's going to follow me. So I mean, I might as well
just give in and be you.
Yeah.
That's like, yeah, that's so true. I feel like it's so important that as creatives, or just navigating through life period, that we keep that sense of self and be purposely ourselves and mm-hmm. everything, because at the beginning it may be easier to like follow somebody else and become somebody else, but then in the long run it's more damaging than not. And it's like, you become having to like at an older age learn who you are, because you never let yourself shine through because you were worried if someone's gonna like you or not and things like that. And I feel like that's where bullying has helped me, mm-hmm. was make me really not care about whether or not someone likes me. Now, it's frustrating when you want certain opportunities and they ain't letting you in.
Yeah.
But it's like, if someone honestly is like, I don't like you, I'm like, it's okay. It's okay. And then they're looking at me like, huh? And I'm like, no, it's okay. I'm not expecting you to like, I can't expect everybody to like me. So I'm like, it's okay. Then it's like, dang, okay, you kind of cool though. You know, it's like, just don't worry, because at the end of the day, it's like, the people who are supposed to be around you will be around you.
I guess these past couple years, I feel like I've really been leaning into my creativity more. I don't know if that's more like just being out of college,
mm-hmm.
'cause I've always done creative things, but it's only recently that I would like actually call myself a creative.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Yeah. Because I would always, like, I remember in high school, it might even be middle school, one of the two, like, I wrote a song for my sister's ringtone.
Mm-hmm.
And I would, like, play it on my guitar, and I recorded it, then recorded myself harmonizing, and recorded, like, little percussion stuff with it. And, like, I did this whole thing, and it was, like, the ringtone that I made for her when she called. And just, like, other random stuff that I would do and create. And when I was a kid, my mom said, because I asked her the other day, like, have I always been this way? Like, what was I like as a child? Because I was listening to something, and it was talking about how when we become more ourselves, it's us becoming more like we were when we were children, because that's when we were unbothered, unpressured, and you know, we weren't tainted by the world and experiences, and we were just like ourselves.
Yeah.
And she said, yeah, I always had lists. Like, even when I moved back here and I was like cleaning out my old bedroom, I'd find like lists, just me writing out things I wanted to do, things I wanted to improve at. And I'm like, wow, I've always been this way. So, yeah. Like, this is really who I am at my core.
Yeah.
But I think just, like, agreeing to it and, yeah, just accepting it fully.
Yeah, and finding it again, because life within itself and the whole adolescent stage, it does alter a lot. It either, like, breaks you or it will make you.
Yeah.
And so it's, like, having to find yourself again from, like you said, when you were a child is very important, because that is essentially who we are.
Yeah.
And it's crazy because, like, when I was a kid, like, I used to, like, sit my brothers down and want to teach them something. I was the worst at schoolwork. Like, literally struggled my entire school career. But I was like, yeah, I'm going to teach you guys this and teach you guys that. And I find it interesting, like, through purposely you essentially I'm teaching you how to be self-aware. I'm teaching you how to be yourself,
even while
facing challenging situations where it may cause you it may be easier not to be yourself in this situation. It's like, well, Raquel, maybe if you just more quiet, maybe if you just don't talk so much, maybe you know people will actually want to bring you around. I'm like, that's stupid. This is who I am. And then I'm like, I'm having these conversations with myself, which is important too, that we talk with ourselves so we don't, you know, find ourselves going into a different path. And so it's like, yeah, just essentially like keeping the core of yourself, of who you are, close, and know that it's okay. It's okay.
I talked to Tasia, I think it was 2 episodes back. And I was talking about how, like, I felt like college, I don't feel like it necessarily set me up for a career in the traditional sense, though I do think it helped me, like, see things a little more clearly.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think that all of the things that I either changed my major to or wanted to do and, like, wasn't able to do, that I still feel like, man, this is something that I feel so strongly about.
Mm-hmm.
I've still been able to find ways more recently to, like, incorporate those into the things that I'm doing.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause when I started college, I was a history education major, and I realized that I was more interested in history through the lens of culture.
Oh, yeah.
'Cause I feel like it's a more palatable way to approach history, and it also helps it stick more.
Yeah, yeah.
And, like, I just recently started taking ballroom dance lessons.
Oh, yeah.
And even just, like, exploring all of these different dances. Like, a couple years ago, I started, like, learning swing dancing.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd go to these little swing dance events, and it'd just be all white people.
Yeah.
And I'm like, wow, Black people, like, invented this, and now, like, we're not.
Yeah.
So even just, like, things like that that I'd want to bring awareness to, I think it's so much easier to, like, learn about history when you're able to see how people danced and the music that they listened to. And then you can, like, tie that into what was going on, like, with the social, everything. And I think it's just taken me exploring all of those things that have interested me and then realizing how I can use my creativity to make it creative.
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah.
That is so important because, like, if I had a different way of in the school system, if they taught me differently, and not just say read this book and figure it out, and showed me and had like a nice story to go with it, I feel like I would have learned more and it would have mm-hmm. stuck more. And having, there's nothing like the like hand-on experience of like in the field of what it is in learning, because it sticks more, because you're able to either touch it or, you know, smell it or just be in the presence of it, and it causes a sets a tone and a memory for you, and it will stick more.
Yeah.
And like I feel like with how, especially in today's society, like where everything is going, everything is really driven creatively, and some more now than ever. It's not as taboo as it used to be, and so there's so many ways to implement positive messages, and especially in film and television, it's like we have this grand opportunity to bring light to so many different situations and better ourselves and perspective of ourselves and how we should be and how to come together as just being a plain human being,
mm-hmm.
you know, even outside of your ethnicity and culture. It's like just seeing the basic fact that you think, I think, you breathe, I breathe, you bleed, I bleed.
Mm-hmm.
We're all humans trying to figure this thing out.
I think that's a big, big reason I started the podcast, because I think there are so many things that like everyone's struggling with.
Yeah.
That a lot of times we end up feeling like we're the only ones struggling with yeah. these things. And I feel like that's why so many times my conversations on here come back to like authenticity and mm-hmm. purpose and just being true to yourself, because I think those are like the big things yeah. that everyone's like, man, what am I meant to do? How yeah. am I supposed to do it? How do I get people to believe it? How do I get myself to believe it? Those are like
mm-hmm.
the big things. Mm-hmm. And I think there's like this misconception that like it's just younger people who are worried about those things.
Oh, yeah.
And it's everyone.
It's everyone.
It's everyone, because like you said, like life is in stages, and you can feel like you mm-hmm. figured this stage out. Then there's another stage that comes on, and it's like, oh, now I have to figure out what's new for this one.
Mm-hmm.
Because even if we feel like we understand what our purpose is, that's going to grow and shift and evolve, and it will cause us to grow.
Yep.
And that's uncomfortable, too.
Yep. I do feel like that's very true. Like, our purpose is forever changing. It will always forever change. It'll essentially be, like, about one particular thing, but it will always shift and change. Yeah. Just, like, as we grow older and in our bodies physically, we have to make changes and adjustments to, like, go with where our body is going. And I feel like when it comes to clarity of purpose and being purposely you, it's like we have to let go of the idea of trends. And it's like this whole trending thing, like that whole mm-hmm. category of it, that whole topic of it, it's like really has dampened how people see themselves, because it's like, I'm not trending right now, so therefore something must be wrong with me. Yeah. And it's like, no. And I'm like, that right there, like, ooh, it's like, that's why I try not to, you know, follow certain trends, because it's like, it's essentially teaching you how not to be yourself.
Mm-hmm. This is what's cool now. This is how you are supposed to be now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's like these rules, and it's like, nah, absolutely not. Yeah. And it's just hard, though, because of the social media and the film industry and things like that. It's like, oh, this is what's trending. This is cool now. And it's like, you are already cool by being you, because you're different. You have something to offer.
Yeah.
And you'll find that when you're more true to yourself, people are like, yo, you're so different. You'll hear, you're different. I'm just being myself. I ain't really different. It's just me.
And honestly, that's how trends start. They see someone that's different. They're like, oh.
Yes.
Love that.
Yes. And it's like, no, just be you. It's cool to be inspired and yeah. things like that. But I even wrote about this on my blog, Be Your Own Inspiration. And mm-hmm. about how it's so easy for us to be inspired, and how inspiration can easily turn into aspirations. And it's like, we have to be so careful of that. It's cool to be inspired, but don't aspire, because your journey is your journey and their journey is theirs. Mm-hmm. And so it's like, to want to be and have their life or to become them is something outside of yourself, and it won't last long.
Yeah.
It'll be very short-lived. So it's like finding the inspiration within yourself of who you are already, and then growing and going from there.
Man, life is just like, sometimes it's like a fun challenge. Yeah. Other times it's like, man, we're never going to figure it out.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. That's, yo, yeah. They, yeah. It does feel like that sometimes. It's like, I'm doing this, but then it's like, I'm not really sure. But then it's like, no, but this is what I'm supposed to do. But then I'm like, oh, but why isn't it working? And it's just having to live in your, essentially almost live in your own world. And it's, life is full of challenges, yes.
And being comfortable with being uncomfortable.
Oh my God, yes.
If you can crack that code, then like...
What? Okay, I'm like, breathe, Raquel, breathe. It's gonna be okay.
Okay, so I usually end with a challenge to the listeners.
Ooh.
So, like, let's take into consideration everything that we've talked about.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think would be a good challenge to give?
Something to challenge you guys out there to be 100% yourself and purposely you is to having this new year and entering into this new decade, start it with picking one thing that is 100,000% yourself, true to who you are, something that, you know, you've thought about doing but wasn't quite sure because you felt like it wasn't going to look right to other people, or you feel like you're crazy for wanting to do this. Don't, like, block all that out and just challenge yourself to do that one thing that is authentic to who you are and see it through. That's my challenge for you guys.
One way that I've tried to do that, and I may have said this a bunch of times on the podcast, but who cares? I try to think about that when I'm dancing, because I think when we're dancing, we can get so caught up in, like, what we look like.
Yeah.
Again, that's what's trendy, or, like, you know, trying to do the moves.
Yeah.
But I think I've been trying to, like, just close my eyes and think, like, how do I want to move right now? Like,
yeah.
What do I want to do? Not,
right.
Like, what do I think is going to look good? What do I think is going to... Anything else. Just, like, what do I want in this moment? How do I want to express my joy? Or whatever else. So, if that helps you, think about that in area of dancing. Think about that in any other area of your life, whether it's, like, how you dress, like she was saying,
mm-hmm.
or what you decide to do, how you present yourself to the world. Just make sure that you're presenting what you want to present and not what you feel like is being... expected
yes,
of you. Expectations
yes.
are where it all goes to die.
Yeah.
So, just I think that was a very needed episode. So thank you so much for
absolutely
coming on. Is there anything else that you have on your heart that you want to say that you haven't yet, or any last words?
I guess I'll just leave with don't give up. And I'm saying this because I'm faced with this almost constantly of wanting to give up. And I'm here to say, don't give up. Keep going. And believe in yourself.
So where can people find you and your blog and all of the things you're up to?
So you can follow me on for Purposely You content at Purposely You on all social media platforms. And then the website is purposelyyou.com. And for the my personal page to follow the acting and all that fun stuff, Raquel B. John on all social media platforms.
Awesome. Thanks for coming.
Thank you, Mary.
And that's a wrap. Let me know how you have decided to be purposely you by commenting on this episode's Instagram post at FamTalkPod. Or you can send me a voice memo at anchor.fm/famtalk. I absolutely love making these podcasts for you. And if you're enjoying the content and looking for a way to support, you can do that by heading over to anchor.fm/famtalk and clicking the support button. You have been listening to Fam Talk. Thank you so much for tuning in today. I'm your host, Kenesha Rice, and I'll be back soon with more fam to talk to. But until then, I'm sending peace and love your way. Later, fam.
Yeah, I'm trying to be a little bit more adventurous with my style. I wear a lot of black, But then again, I'm like, that's who I am. I wear black. And a lot of people like, why are you dressed so dark? But I'm like, but I'm so full of light. But I'm like, it's really hard for me to like try color. And so I'm going to try color. What else? I'm trying to lose these 15 pounds that I don't put on. what else? And essentially, I'm really just trying to, like, hold on to my peace through it all and judge myself less and love myself more for where I'm already at in life. And so, yeah.